In analyzing the Bush coalition, we can start with energy's influence as an enterprise. For the most part, the oil, gas, and coal regions were in red states. Of the top 10 oil and gas producers, California alone, atypical in its parallel sensitivity to conservation themes and electricity overcharges, supported Democrat John Kerry in 2004. The Bush Energy Coalition also included coal, an industry and workforce particularly vulnerable to environmentalists' hostility and proposed agendas on carbon dioxide emissions. Just two of the top 10 coal states backed Kerry: Pennsylvania, 4, and Illinois, 7. Three coal producers, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Tennessee, were among the states giving Bush his biggest gains between 2000 and 2004, although evangelical and fundamentalist religion may be the larger explanation. States with little or no oil, gas, or coal output, by contrast, ranked high in the Kerry block. On the 2004 electoral map, the Heartland Hydrocarbon or Fossil Fuels Coalition displayed a bolder profile than it had 4 years earlier. The U.S. car culture has strong regionalisms. The 13 states with 75-mile-per-hour speed limits, 8 in the Mountain West, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas, all lopsidedly backed George W. Bush for re-election. Fast-shooting country is also fast-driving country. None of these states backed Jimmy Carter in 1980 either. As for automobile manufacturing employment, the leading states, Ohio, Michigan, and Illinois, divided their electoral votes between the parties in 2004. However, because they are closely balanced electoral pivots, analysts assume that they, Ohio and Michigan in particular, can swing on an issue that puts the industry at risk. Fuel economy standards tough enough to threaten America's SUV production and culture might serve. Car preference turned out to be a revealing guide to presidential preference, according to a 2004 survey of 2,500 drivers sponsored by Kelley Blue Book, the Automobile Valuation Guide. Merely driving with any frequency, as opposed to bicycling, subway riding, or whatever, correlated among adults with a pro-GOP bias. Drivers polled 7 points more favorably for Bush than did the overall electorate. Predictably, the president led by a country mile among drivers of Fords, Chevrolets, large SUVs, and full-size pickup trucks, such as the Chevy Suburban or Ford F-Series. Smaller, ad hoc samplings also put the Republican incumbent out front among upscale owners of Porsches, Jaguars, and large GM models. Readership samples of magazines such as Car and Driver, Motor Trend, and Road and Track, mostly male, would presumably have produced 2 or 3 to 1 pro-Bush margins. Kerry, besides winning non-drivers, prevailed narrowly among aficionados of convertibles, presumably youthful. He also led handily among those selecting fuel-efficient imports such as Toyotas and Subarus. Volvos, with their Swedish safety emphasis, have been the stereotyped liberal choice. But 5 out of 6 owners of fuel-saving hybrids picked the Massachusetts senator, his biggest edge. In the United States more than elsewhere, a preference for conspicuous consumption over energy efficiency and conservation is a signal of a much deeper central divide. Spectators at NASCAR events and other stock car races were wooed so ardently by the Bush campaign that their decision-making became the basis of an election year metaphor. In addition to attending races, George W. Bush sought NASCAR driver endorsements, enlisting top names to stump for him in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and Michigan. One survey showed Bush with the support of 54% of NASCAR dads, defined as blue-collar males who watched at least one televised NASCAR race during the year. However, fans in the speedway stands, the ultimate enthusiasts, were more lopsidedly supportive. Another White House effort pinpointed exurbanites, voters who live in remote suburbs and towns, many of them interstate corridor boomburbs full of new houses and recent arrivals. The newest residential classification, fully deployed by the Census Bureau in 2003, is micropolitan, coined to describe areas that lack the city of 50,000 people required for metropolitan status, but that are too urban to be rural. Like the other terms, micropolitan is too sweeping, but it steers our conceptions of these places in a useful direction. In states such as Ohio and Florida, such areas, increasingly identified with particular interstate highways, Florida's much-heralded I-4 corridor and Ohio's still unsung I-76, I-80, and I-71, are starting to have more voters than the often Democratic urban and inner suburban metropolitan areas. In Florida, Bush flew into sites along the I-4 and I-75 corridors for effective late campaign rallies. After the dust settled, Democratic and Republican consultants alike credited the NASCAR dads and security moms along I-4 for much of the GOP victory margin. Ohio saw Bush weaken in the big metropolitan counties compared to his showing in 2000, but his gains in the 29 micropolitan areas more than made up for it. Bush and Cheney both made final week stops in Wilmington, Ohio. Population just 12,187 in 2004, but a fast-growing node along the I-71 corridor between Cincinnati and Columbus.